Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom, and today we're going to the Czech Republic, which, of course, is in Eastern Europe. And there are many reasons to go to the Czech Republic if you're going there for tourism or whatever. There are lots of wonderful cities to see and sites to check out, museums and things like that. But today we're focusing on something kind of unusual.
Yeah.
We're talking about the libraries in the Czech Republic. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but have you ever traveled to a foreign country and then actually went to one of their libraries?
Do you know what? I've never done that. And you would think I would do it at least in Paris. I was there as a student for a while. No, I haven't. Have you?
I can't recall ever doing that.
Yeah.
But I suppose there's no reason not to go to a library, although they are kind of quiet, you know, and you got to behave yourself. You can't make obnoxious noises and things like
that.
Yeah.
No, Tom.
You can't burp or things like
that.
But in any case, the reason we're talking about libraries in the Czech Republic is because there are so many of them. The Czechs really like reading and they like their libraries. And it might be a lesson for us all because nowadays, I think, because our smartphones and social media and stuff like that, we don't really read books like we used to. So maybe we can learn something from the Czechs after all. So let's talk about their libraries in today's program. Let's get to it. Let's listen to the entire lesson right now.
In the age of e-books and the internet, going to a public library to borrow a book seems old-fashioned and unnecessary. At least one country, however, is clinging to this practice. The Czech Republic. Here, there seems to be a library around every corner. In fact, it has the densest library network in the world, with one library for every 1,971 Czech citizens. When population size is taken into consideration, this ratio is 10 times higher than that of libraries in the U.S., which has one for every 19,583 people. What sets the Czech Republic apart from the rest when it comes to these public establishments? One reason is that until 2001, it was a requirement for all communities from big cities to small villages to have a library. This law, enacted in 1919, was passed with the aim of promoting universal literacy and education across the newly independent country. The strategy was an effective one. Czechs developed a strong reading habit, and even today those who visit libraries buy more books, 11 a year on average, than others, said Vit Richter, director of the Librarianship Institute of the Czech National Library. Not only are libraries widespread there, but they also serve as some of the most beautiful venues in which bookworms can spend a quiet afternoon. The Clementinum, for example, is considered one of the most majestic libraries in the world. An exquisite example of Baroque architecture, the facility was first opened in 1622 as a college library. The historical building features stunning fresco paintings on its ceilings, rare globes, and over 20,000 books. It's easy to see why, instead of remaining relics of the past, Czech libraries hold such a rich significance for the nation's culture.
The time has come for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson, and we're talking about the Czech Republic's love for libraries. There are some nice libraries here in Taiwan, of course, as well. They're good places to go to read magazines.
They're
and
great.
Go to a nice, quiet place. Let's look at the first paragraph here. It says, in the age of e-books and the internet, going to a public library to borrow a book seems old-fashioned. Now, we're talking about the internet, of course. We all know what that is. We're also talking about e-books or electronic books, which you can read on e-readers, I guess, like the Kindle or the Kobo or whatever. Those are different kinds of e-readers that are more popular in the West. They're not so popular here in Taiwan. I don't really see them so much. But I think it's probably possible to read electronic books on your smartphone or your tablet computer. So those are pretty popular. So if you can get those books or that information on your device, then why the heck would you waste time going to a public library to either spend some time there or check out a book.
Here, I have to say, until about 4 months ago, I always wanted to buy a book. I like to turn a page. I like to hold the book in my hand. And then one day I was reading a series of books and I finished one and I thought, oh, I got to have the next one. And I always have to wait for Amazon to send it to me.
Right.
And I realized I had a Kindle and I looked on my Kindle and it was for sale and I could push a button and within, 10 seconds, it was there in my hands. And I started reading that way. I haven't stopped. I've been buying books and buying. I love my Kindle. And it's saving space, too, because my apartment's full of books and I don't have any more room. So
they're good for English books. I think they can't really do e-books in Taiwan because there's so many different publishers and stuff like that. Somebody told me that they can't agree on a format or something like that.
Oh, for the Chinese, huh?
Yeah. Although every once in a while, I do see someone reading an e-reader on the train and
what they're reading
in Chinese. So they're not existent. But in any case, they are pretty common. But the point we're talking about here is, if you can get the books on your device or on your e-reader, why the heck would you go to the library? At least one country, however, is clinging to this practice of going to a public library, and that is the Czech Republic. That's a country in Eastern Europe. As I said, it used to be part of Czechoslovakia, but after the Berlin Wall came down, there were a lot of different changes in Eastern Europe, and Slovakia and the Czech Republic went their separate ways. I don't think they had a war about that. But in any case, the Czech Republic is now independent, and Prague is the capital city there. I understand it's quite a pretty city.
Very pretty, yeah. Lots of very old-looking buildings. It looks like Europe. A lot of it looks, like the castles and the old buildings. I love that stuff. We're going to talk about one of their libraries there that was constructed in 1622.
Ooh.
So you're going to see some cool things. I love old things. So if you're into that, you want to go over to Europe. Now, they're clinging to this practice, meaning they're holding on with all their strength, with all their might. They don't want to let go. You cling to things you really love or that you really respect and you don't want to let go of. They're really proud of their libraries, which is really kind of cool. There seems to be a library around every corner. So they have a lot of libraries if you go over there. In fact, this is one of the facts that we're putting in the article. It has the densest library network in the world. If something's dense, it's got a lot of stuff in a small space. Taiwan is dense in terms of convenience stores. I think we've got more convenience stores than any other country per capita, which means based on the population and the area that's here. Well, they've got a lot of libraries in the Czech Republic. So they're kind of proud of that. They've got one library for every 1,971 Czech citizens. Or another way to say this word, which is the way we would say it as Americans, is 1,971, because it's faster. But we're used to saying 1,971 for you guys, but you should get used to hearing 1,971.
Right, so it's got the densest library network in the world. So, yes, if you live in the Czech Republic, of course, you can expect to have a library very close to where you live. And when population size is taken into consideration, this ratio is 10 times higher than that of libraries in the U.S., which has one for every 19,583 people. That's kind of shameful there. But if you take the population into consideration, this is a phrase here, if you take something into consideration, that means you consider that thing, you treat it as something that is important, you consider this particular facet of this argument. So yes, if you think about the population, that's a 10 times higher density of libraries than the United States, which, again, as I said, is kind of shameful. My goodness, I think the United States kind of prides itself on its educational institutions, universities, and libraries and stuff like that. But my goodness, the Czech Republic beats them hands down in terms of library density.
Yeah, there's kind of no contest there. They win by a long ways. Now, what sets the Czech Republic apart from the rest when it comes to these public establishments? when you set something apart from the rest, it means they stand out. You know, you don't notice the rest of them. What sets them apart? How do they stand apart from the rest of the crowd? When it comes to is just means when you take this particular topic into consideration or when you're looking at this one thing. What are we looking at?Public establishments. An establishment is, it could be an organization. It's usually a building that you're looking at, a business, an organization, maybe an institution. So right here, of course, we're talking about public libraries. So why is the Czech Republic so different from the rest of the countries around the world? Well, one reason is that until 2001, it was a requirement for all communities,from big cities to even small villages, to have a library. They passed a law and they said, hey, if you have any sort of community, even if it's a really tiny village, you must have your own library. I kind of like this law because it allowed people who didn't have a lot of money to have access to books. Mm. Because long ago, books were very expensive and most commoners couldn't even read before we had, you know, books that were printed.The printing press came out, things like that. So think about that. It was a way for people who didn't have money to be educated and to be able to read. Now, if it's a requirement, it means something you must do. If you go to school, you usually have requirements that you have to take certain classes in order to graduate. This was a requirement they had for the communities in that particular country. A community is just a group of people that live together. It could be kind of a big place or a small place, but people living in a particular area, they're a community.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So that was a law, and they made people build libraries in different communities, ranging from small villages to big cities. So that's one of the reasons why the Czech Republic has so many libraries. And we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下在第一个空格的前半句提到呢，在捷克这个国家，每一个角落似乎都有一座图书馆。让我们从 in fact 开始看。In fact, it has the blank one library network in the world, with one library for every 1,971 Czech citizens.前面提到到处都有图书馆，而后面提到呢，每1971个公民就可以享有一个图书馆。这里到底讲的是什么呢？第一题的 A 选项 densest 指的是稠密度最高 ，B harshest 最严酷的 ，C cruelest。最残忍的 ,D, mildest, 最温和的。搭配前后文意讲到呢，每1971名公民就可以享用一个图书馆，可见这样图书馆的密度是全世界最高的。第一题的标准答案就选择 A, densest。接着第二个空格这里的句子提到 When population size is taken into consideration, this ratio is 10 times higher than blank 2 of libraries in the US. 我们先看到这里就是说呢，当我们把人口的这样子的数字呢纳入考量的话Take something into consideration, 也就是有考虑纳入考量。那你就会发现 this ratio, 这样子的比例呢是高于美国这个图书馆的十倍。要注意哦，我们比较的必须是相同等的东西，这里面比较的就是 this ratio, 这样子的比例比起美国的比例来说要高出十倍。所以搭配文艺跟文法在这里我们要用的是跟前面代替普通名词的 ratio, 我们就可以选择 C 选项的 that。接着我们来看到第三个空格 ,what blank 3, the Czech Republic blank 3, the rest, when it comes to these public establishments?我们首先来看一下这个句后面提到当提到这些公共建设的时候到底是什么呢第三题的 A 选项 ranges from 范围从哪里到哪里 B B, gets away from, 让某人逃离。C, prevents from, 阻止避免什么的发生。D, sets apart from, 使有别于其他。所以到底是什么让捷克跟其他的国家不同，当我们谈到这些公共建设呢，后面就有在谈到它有非常多良好的公共建设，让捷克跟其他国家是非常不同的。所以在这里搭配文意，第三题的标准答案我们就选 D, sets apart from。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about the Czech Republic and why they have so many libraries. Well, one reason why they have so many libraries is that it's a requirement. All communities ranging from villages to big cities have to have a library. And this law, enacted way back in 1919, was passed with the aim or with the goal of promoting universal literacy and education across the newly independent country. We kind of take literacy for granted nowadays.
Yeah.
Literacy means the ability to read and write. But in the past, in the world, there were lots of people who just simply did not know how to read and did not know how to write. So they wanted to promote universal literacy. Universal doesn't necessarily mean throughout the world. They wanted everybody in this country to be able to read and to be able to write. We want you people to be educated. We want you all to be able to learn things. We don't care what your political position is. We just want you to be educated so we can create a better community and a country and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they passed that law and it was enacted in 1919. To enact a law means that they write up the law and then the government body passes it and then it becomes law. You have to obey it or you will be punished.
Yeah, you know, China went through that as they were opening up to the outside world. They had a lot of people that couldn't read or write, so they changed their characters into the simplified form, which I don't like because they're not very pretty.
They look silly to me.
Yeah, I don't, they're ugly.
They're not
but,
going away, though.
You know, a lot of people were then able to...learn to read and write Chinese, which helped their country. But yeah, I prefer the 简体字. No, I don't prefer that. I like
you want the 繁体字.
I want the 繁体字.
The traditional Chinese characters.
Yeah, you know, they're so beautiful and they have meaning. That's why I love them so much. So that's what they were doing in the Czech Republic. They wanted to help their own people increase their literacy rate. If you look at countries, you'll see what their literacy rate is. You'll see how many people of that country are able to read and write. Hopefully, we're getting to about 100% these days in countries.
Hopefully.
Yeah, now the strategy was an effective one. When they passed this law, the Czechs developed a strong reading habit, which makes you smarter. So it's a great thing. And even today, those who visit libraries buy more books. Now, that's an interesting statistic. You'd think if you go to a library, you would tend not to buy your own books. You would just borrow. But that's not true. People who visit libraries buy more books a year, 11 a year on average, more than others. So there are people who buy books, but the people who go to libraries buy even more books than those who just buy books and don't visit libraries.
You probably read the book at the library and you realize, wow, there's a lot of information in here that I'd like to check out again and again. So I think I'm actually going to buy myself a copy of this. So yeah, having libraries actually helps out the publishing industry. Think about that.
Huh.
And that, of course, is according to someone by the name of Witt Richter, who is director of the Librarianship Institute of the Czech National Library.
Better talk about that on average, yeah.
Yeah, on average, right, which of course refers to, you know, a mathematical formula in which you add everything together and then divide it by the number of items that you have, mm-hmm. and it gives you a figure about more or less what everybody's doing on average. You know, if there's somebody who does it 10 times and somebody does it 2 times, then the average there would be 6.
So we've got this guy, Vit Richter. Vit is an interesting name. That must be one of their Czech names. He directs the Librarianship Institute. We're moving on to the next paragraph here, guys. Not only are libraries widespread there, but they also serve as some of the most beautiful venues in which bookworms can spend a quiet afternoon. If you read books a lot, you're called a bookworm. And if something's widespread, you can find it in a lot of different places. So there are libraries here and there and everywhere in the Czech Republic. But they're also described as having beautiful venues. So these libraries are beautiful buildings. A venue is where something is being held or taking place. Sometimes if you have a party, somebody will say, hey, what's the venue? Where are we going to meet? Where are we going to have it? These venues, of course, are the libraries we're talking about, and they're gorgeous.
Right, they're widespread. Of course, we could say that convenience stores are widespread in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, they're beautiful venues as well, not just cold buildings with rooms where you can read books, but they're actually architectural marvels, and bookworms, of course, can spend lots of time. Let's talk about this one called the Clementinum. The Clementinum, for example, is considered one of the most majestic libraries in the world. Ooh, we've got the word majestic there. When I was a kid, I used to hear of movie theaters called The Majestic. You know, Dog Day Afternoon is now playing at the Majestic Theater. Get tickets now. But majestic just means it shows impressive beauty. It's dignified. It's kind of royal. It's something that maybe a king or queen would like to live in.
Oh, yeah. It's a great word. If I see that, I always think of a king or a queen. Now, an exquisite or extremely beautiful example of Baroque architecture, the facility was first opened in 1622 as a college library. So it was really beautiful. When you're talking about a building's architecture, you're talking about its design. And architecture cannot be plural, guys. Don't put an S on that.
Buildings and it does not refer to the building either.
No, no. It's the design of a building. And we're calling it a facility. A facility is a building that offers some sort of service. It's got space there, and maybe it's got equipment. Maybe you need to go to the gym. The facilities at a gym include places to, you know, exercise, to lift weights, things like that. Well, this facility is the library. Baroque architecture refers to a type of design that was popular around the time that Bach was writing music.
Okay.
And I think of Baroque, it's very fancy. It's got a lot of design and it's ornate. Yeah, it's kind of girly. The clothes the men were wearing back then kind of look girly to me.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, Baroque. It's pretty extravagant.
Yeah, I like Baroque music, but of course I like all kinds of music anyway. But this, of course, is talking about the architecture, and this facility was opened way back in 1622 as a library for a college, okay? Now, the historical building features stunning fresco paintings on its ceilings. It also has rare globes and over 20,000 books, probably in different languages as well. It's an historical building, which means it has historical significance. It is something that's been there for quite some time. It's got these fresco paintings. A fresco is basically a painting that is done into a wall or, in this case, on the ceiling. Those paintings in the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican City are frescoes as well. It's a tricky painting technique because you need to paint when the plaster is wet and then it dries so you can't make any mistakes. These are stunning paintings. Stunning, of course, means fantastic, wonderful, fantastic, great, something stunning.
Beautiful.
And a globe, of course, is a round object of the world. There's a globe on the $1,000 NT dollar bill. Some kids looking at a globe.
Yeah, true.
Take out your $1,000 NT dollar bill. There's a globe there. And, of course, they've got tons and tons of books.
Yeah, but they've also got some relics of the past there. A relic is an object that has survived from past history. So it's really old and it's just kind of left over. Hopefully it's in good shape, but some of the relics of the past are
you know, kind of old, kind of fallen apart. But you'll see some very cool things if you take a trip to the Czech Republic. And right now, that sounds very appealing to me. I love libraries, especially old ones.
Sure.
Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格 This law enacted in 1919 was passed with the aim of blank for universal literacy and education across the newly independent country. 原来在1919年呢通过了这一条法律它的目的就是在为了怎么样 Universal literacy 指的是呢国家的普及的识字能力 and education 还有教育所以才会建设了这么多的图书馆第四题的 A 选项 tolerating 容忍 B violating 违反 C promoting 改善提高 D protesting抗议，其实有这么多的图书馆的目的就是要提高这个普及的识字率以及呢教育的程度所以第四题标准答案我们就选择 C promoting 接着第五个空格后面的句子提到 widespread there but they also serve as some of the most beautiful venues 在这里提到呢这些图书馆呢好是怎么样子来说同学要特别注意到是 not only 可以用来带跟后面句子的 but also 搭配中文意思就可以解释成为不仅怎么样而且怎么样那么呢 not only 放在句首的时候后面的句子就要倒装所以搭配文法这些图书馆不仅呢是遍布分布的广泛而且呢还可以提供一个很好的休憩的地点所以搭配文意跟文法第五题的标准答案就选择 B 选项的 Not only are libraries. 接着第六个空格 The Clementinum, for example, is considered one of the most blank six libraries in the world. 在这里提到的这一个图书馆呢可以说是被认为是世界上怎么样的图书馆之一呢后面有提到这个图书馆拥有着巴洛克的建筑所以我们来搭配文意第六题 A. Majestic 富丽堂皇的雄伟的 B. Realistic 现实的 C. Pessimistic 悲观的 D. Athletic 运动的有着巴洛克的建筑这样的图书馆可以说是世界上最富丽堂皇雄伟的图书馆之一了搭配文意第六题我们选择 A. Majestic 第七个空格前面的句子提到呢到捷克你就不难看出来这些图书馆呢并没有沦为是 The relics of the past 过往的遗迹而后半句提到 Czech LibraryHold such a rich blank seven for the nation's culture. 它对于这个国家的文化代表着怎么样丰富的东西呢？第三题 A. Innocence 清白 B. Resistance 抗拒 C. Obedience 服从 D. Significance 意义这些图书馆对国家的文化有着丰富的含义存在所以第七题的标准答案就选择 D. Significance OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope you learned a little bit more about the culture around the world. This particular country is over in Eastern Europe. We both hope you get a chance to go check it out. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.